Know what I mean? Russ Parr Morning Show, 10 minutes past the hour. On the line right now, ladies and gentlemen, Senator Barack Obama. Good morning, Senator. How you doing?
I am doing great, Russ. Thank you so much for having me.
You know, I know you are exhausted.
Oh, man.
This is like running a marathon.
Yeah.
Mile 20, you're tired. Mile 25, you can see that finish line. You're full of energy. You're ready to go.
You know, it's like they've been throwing a lot of stuff out there at the last minute. And I think, and I'm kind of praying that, you know, the electorate is a lot smarter than they were 4 years ago. They do understand that these are all tricks to divide and distract and the whole nine. But, you know, it's like it's got to be frustrating because especially in the swing states, you know, Ohio and a few other places where Mason-Dixon has you down in North Carolina. They have you within distance of in Pennsylvania and Florida. Which poll do you actually look at? Do you guys have those in your own polls that show you something different than what we're seeing from like Mason-Dixon?
Well, we have our own polls, but we don't spend time reading polls. What we spend time doing is making sure folks are getting out to vote. At this point, polls don't really make a difference. Mm-hmm. At this point, it's all about who wants it more.
Right.
And if our supporters want it more and if folks are willing to volunteer these last couple of days, knock on doors, get on my website, BarackObama.com, find out where to volunteer, find out where to early vote. If we work as hard as we can, then let me tell you, there is not much else that we can do. And
you know,
the American people are going to just...
I'm not going to be able to go home unless I tell you that my daughter, Chandler, wanted me to tell you hi.
Well, just tell Chandler I said hi.
Okay. You know, it's like they're trying to hit you with this spread the wealth, and what bothers me about that, it's like that's the way our system has always been as far as if you make more money, you get taxed more. I don't know if they want you to send a message out there about spreading the poverty, but I don't think that resonates with a lot of us. And it's very simple for people now, these undecideds who are saying, well, I just don't know enough about him. It's been 2 years. You've had a website up for 2 years. Is it frustrating? I mean, what can we say to the undecideds at this point to say, hey, I'm the guy?
You know, I think all you can say to the undecideds at this point is there's a clear contrast between John McCain's agenda and mine. And if you're happy with what's been going on over the last 8 years, then John McCain is your person because he wants to continue most of the economic policies of George. If you think we need something different, then I think the Obama-Biden ticket's your answer.
This will be a tough question, but I'm not sure if you can answer it. But are you concerned at all about the so-called quote-unquote Bradley effect that there will be a lot of people who say, yes, I'll vote for him, but they're going to pretty much change their mind? Are you encouraged that there are so many people that registered and that are out voting early? Does that, you think that offsets that if you believe that?
You know, I don't believe that this Bradley effect is going to be particularly. I think the American people are bigger than that. I think that what's going to happen is that they're going to make up their mind about who they think is be able to help them stay in their homes, keep their jobs, save for retirement. And they don't really care what color that person is if they can deliver.
Now, we hear a lot of talk about day one, and also we hear about how some things are going to have to wait based on the economy and that sort of thing. But what is one of the first things you want to address or accomplish when you get into the White House if you become president?
The first thing that either myself or McCain are going to have to focus on is this economy. We've got to stabilize it. We've got to stabilize the housing market that has been plummeting. We've got to ensure that this financial rescue package is managed in a way where taxpayers are getting their money back. We've got to create jobs, and that means focusing on rebuilding infrastructure, renewable energy. There are a lot of ways that we can create good jobs that can't be shipped overseas and pay well, but that's going to have to be the top priority of the next president.
You know, there's been a lot of people in kind of like playing around, and I'm not going to keep you. I know you got to talk to a million people today, but they're talking about the 250,000 and the 200, and then I'm
120.
Sure, 125. But the bottom line is that at $250,000, according to your plan, you will not receive a tax increase if you make 200. $200,000 or under, you will get a tax break. So basically what you're saying, anybody from $200,000 to $250,000 will be an increase. Why isn't that not resonating for some people?
Well, you know, I think that people, the Republicans for decades now have tried to paint Democrats as, you know, raising people's taxes. And so, you know, there are going to be some people who, no matter what I say, will just believe that's what Democrats do. But our plan is crystal clear, and you described it well. If you make less than $250,000 a year, you won't see your taxes go up. If a family makes $200,000 a year or less, they're going to get a tax cut. In between, nothing's going to change much. That's the bottom line. And so I hope that people are paying attention because, you know, I think we really need to give a tax cut to 95% of working families out there, the nurse, the police officer, the teacher, people who really need help right now.
Last question. What is the one thing at this point that has you a little bit concerned?
You know, I feel pretty peaceful, Russ, I got to say, okay. Because my attitude is if we've done everything we can, then it's up to the people to decide. And the question is going to be who wants it more. And I hope that our supporters want it bad because I think the country needs it.
Absolutely. Senator, you're truly a courageous man. You know, I want everyone to know out there that we offer equal time, but I've never been contacted by the McCain camp, and more than happy to have them on. I just want to say that thank you so much, and I want to get a couple of drops from you so I can get everybody to get up there and go to the polls. I know my family, our whole family is going to vote before the polls open. They're going to be in line so we can get the kids to school after we vote. But we're really encouraging those folks that are out there and don't know how to get to the polls. A lot of our stations, a lot of our affiliates, especially in the swing states, we will get a ride to you. And you can call us up here. We'll tell you how. We'll get your folks that are elderly, the whole nine, we'll get you to the polls. That's the bottom line. We got to exercise that right. Senator, thank you so much. I really appreciate you taking the time to talk with us this morning.
Well, I appreciate it, you guys. Thank you. And thanks for all the people out there who've been working so hard on this campaign.
All right. Thank you, Senator. Hold on one second.